And now this is a dictation for George Edgar, EDGAR, July 2936, address of the letter to Dr. Murray, MURRAY, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Murray, follow up for Mr. Edgar, advanced renal failure. Last visit in April, comes accompanied with her daughter, was evaluated in the emergency room after a fall, left shoulder injury but no fracture, a poor experience at the emergency room. He was very busy and he did not get much of attention. Was waiting without information from 9 to 4:30. They were concerned about his bradycardia and they were trying to potentially transfer him to Midland for a pacemaker. Bradycardia, however, has been chronic and he was not interested in that, so he refused any further procedure. He is a tall, obese person, hard of hearing, indwelling Foley catheter, comes in a wheelchair, chronic dyspnea, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, follows with urology, Dr. Liu, LIU, no recent infection, cloudiness or blood or decrease in volume. Catheter is being changed every month. Edema significantly improved. No severe claudication symptoms. A severe neuropathy. Recently, left sided number 5 toenail was traumatized. He was moved back. He didn't realize this. He has a sacral ulcer, denies the use of oxygen, minor orthopnea, no PND, has not used any oxygen. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight bicarbonate, Coumadin, Demadex, Norvas, prior beta blocker discontinued because of bradycardia. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 256, blood pressure 110/78, alert oriented time 3, hard of hearing, normal speech, obese person, no severe respiratory distress, does have JVD, although lungs are distant clear, there is bradycardia irregular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, prior edema significantly improved, you can see wrinkles, no gross myoclonus or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine 3.3 is being as high as 4.4. Present GFR 17, stage 4 advanced. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20. Normal nutrition calcium. Phosphorus elevated 5.7. No gross anemia. Normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. He's not planning to do any dialysis. At the same time, has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no evidence for pulmonary edema. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome, off beta blockers, remains on Coumadin. Not interested on pacemaker, not interested of invasive procedures, clinically stable without chest pain, syncope, or evidence of THF decompensation. Next number, no anemia. Next number, elevated phosphorus. Discuss about diet. I'm going to start binders, Renvela, R-E-N-V-E-L-A, one a meal. Other chemistries are stable. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months. He can always change his mind if he wants to explore dialysis. We will provide education as well as consider an AV fistula. Family is very aware of his wishes. End of dictation.